Hello.
Oh, dia buka room.
Oh, I buka room. Oh, yeah.
Okay, what are dia?
Okay,
kau setup semua.
Janganlah. Tolong tak inside.
Mampu kau lah. Kau buat lah semua.
Janganlah macam tu.
Cepatlah buat je lah. Takkanlah semua benda aku nak buat.
Okay, okay. Kejap, kejap, kejap. Kau ni kan ni. Jangan marah lah. Orang tua ni. Okay, inside ni macam mana?
Inside tak tekan. Kau tekan tu, yang tekan 3 button tu. Hai Zahir, Zahir, jagi aku datang lepak sana eh. Aku buka room dulu. Nanti halfway aku gerak kat sana. Ya, Hadi, nanti jagi aku gerak. Sabar. Jangan kecam aku. Aku nak buka room sekejap je.
Okay, so macam mana ni?
Pin link.
Okay.
Copy lah dekat ni. Pergi dekat Spotify.
Kenapa semua aku kena buat malam ni?
Ya Allah, Syazam nak masuk. Ya, sabarnya. Aku nak buka room sekejap. Nanti aku gerak ke sana.
Kau buat lah. Aku tak boleh. Aku tak faham.
Ui, pantat lah. Sudah bajak ni. Share.
Kita dua orang je ke? Mana anak-anak ikan yang lain?
Ni Rayana ada gila.
Oh ya, yeah. Oh. Hi Rayana, sorry tak nampak.
Hi mother, it's okay.
It's okay. Oh no, oh never.
Wan naik.
Hah?
Wan naik, Wan.
I don't wanna eat forever.
Hello.
Hi Rizal.
Eh?
Eh, dia keluar balik. So, aku nak masukkan game.
Game ni semalam ke?
Tak, kita buka topik dulu. Lepas tu baru kita masuk game.
Okay.
Okay.
Tapi aku nak tengok main Who Bluffing je. Kita try juga.
Boleh.
Who Bluffing?
Kita main game ke malam ni?
Tak, tak, tak. Topik, topik, topik. Tapi macam mana nak main ke? Fake it to mimic it. Except the, see the card on the top of the room. Everyone has it. Everyone have one person.
How to play? See that card.
Right now.
Oh, okay. So who has the card?
Ah, who has the card? Siapa yang ada sekarang ni? Hmm. Oh, ni ke? Ya, kategori is. So, macam mana nak main?
Tak tahu.
Kau dah nampak tak apa kau nampak sekarang dekat kad tu? Kategori is?
Ya, kad. Kategori is box.
And secret word, sting box.
Secret word? Yes, sting box. Who bluffing?
Satan.
Buka game main.
Okay, tak apa. Kita buka room dulu untuk learn language.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Siapa nak buka room? Aku.
Kau lah.
Mada, mada.
Okay, okay. Kejap. Hi everyone, good evening. Selamat datang ke Dark Room. Kita kembali lagi dengan episod 77 iaitu Love Language. So, apakah love language you all dengan pasangan you all? Telefon tu miot!
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Tak apa. Biasalah kita ada masalah
lah, ketika ada masuk dia garang-garang mata.
Eh tak ada lah, bukan garang-garang.
Tak apalah, Mada tak apa. So I bawa you keluar lah, jom.
Engkau cerita semang kari. Okay, sorry.
Ada kat JP.
Apa ni, kita buka topik love language pada malam ini ya, yeah? Okay. So love language ni ada pelbagai. So what is your love language towards your other partner? So maksudnya kalau you punya love language is more to giving gifts, you punya partner is what is it, physical touch or any other side. So kita nak tengok compatibility ataupun kalau ada agreement, disagreement, In terms of your love language with your partner, apa yang yang you maybe ada problem ataupun you ada muskil, kenapa it doesn't work ke. So kita orang kat sini cuma nak mendengar tapi tak nak selesaikan masalah, okay. Anyway, jangan lupa follow kita orang dekat dark room itu, rumah kecil hijau tu yang cinonik tu, tekan situ and then click follow. And also if you guys want to follow our Instagram, you guys can just click at my profile. There's Instagram dark room, you can just click there and then tekan follow. And jangan lupa kalau you guys ada idea or you guys rasa nak collab atau you guys rasa macam you guys nak ceritakan something ke, pengalaman ke, apa-apa ke, you guys can just DM us dekat dark room dekat dark room MY, which is in on my profile, so you can just click there. And also if you guys like our moderator semua kat atas ni and you guys rasa moderator terfunction, boleh follow lah yang sekalian-sekalian pelacur di atas. Anything else?
No. Tak ada.
Tak ada. Okay. And dalam toilet tu boleh mute. Jangan.
Kejap, es. Kejap.
Potong kuku.
Oh, boleh potong kuku. Okay, nak, baik.
Nak start dulu boleh ke? Sebab baru balik. So, macam, I start dulu. Nanti
boleh, boleh. Tak ada masalah.
Kita cerita masa MRT. Okay. My love language, kita. I punya love language are physical touch. And I'm a type of person who words macam action speaks louder than words. Faham tak? Kalau you macam jenis yang contohlah kat WhatsApp ke, very sweet talker ke apa ke, I'm not gonna fall for it. Even I sendiri pun macam tu. I cakap macam ni sebab I pun sejenis macam tu. It's not hard. I ada je soft spot for me to like, you know, like cakap elok-elok ke apa ke, you know, macam lovey-dovey. But then to me macam cakap je lebih, action tak ada. Faham tak? So macam contoh, for example, kalau mother, tak boleh. Contohlah kalau Alex ni boyfriend I macam, Alex macam cakap, like, I don't feel good, like, I just came back from work, I don't feel good whatsoever. Kalau I jauh, contoh I kat JB, I akan terus, I akan cakap, okay, you rest. And I akan cakap, another 5 more minutes, Grab's gonna, there's 2 delivery. To your house. So it's either all the medication ke yang I boleh dapat from pharmacies and then food. Macam tu. Pasal I kan macam enjoy your food, just take a long rest lah, macam tu.
Basically you act, you punya ni is physical touch and also acts of service lah. You suka, you punya love language. Maksudnya cara you sayang ke orang, you akan buat lebih untuk seseorang itu je. You tak akan buat lebih kat orang lain.
Betul.
So you acts of service lah. Maksudnya the way you say thank you, the way you say I love you is through giving food, delivery food, yes, or medication.
Sebab I sendiri sedar yang I pun macam contoh in terms of babi. Tak, in terms of like in talking punya perspective, I communication tu tak ada. I tak ada. I akan macam okay, straightforward, you nak apa? Okay. I'll get it done lah, macam tu. Macam contoh lah, if like say like I'm with my best friends, dorang macam plan, oh we want to go coffee here, aku tak nak tengok korang punya spam tu, korang bagi summary hari, tarikh, bila, kat mana, dah tu je. Macam tu lah.
But what comes to relationship, you, what do you like in the person or their love language?
Touch.
Physical touch.
Yes, something that if let's say I'll do macam I would say that I am very independent. Even with my family pun I tak macam manja. So macam having another significant other who can treats me like a baby, tapi tak adalah baby yang macam babi. Tapi macam, you know, you had a long day at work, you had a long day lah in general, and you just need someone to like, you know, to talk about your day and stuff like benda nak rant pun semua. Macam sama-sama lah rant. Macam ada sekarang dah ada lelaki, macam bestnya tidur sebelah-sebelah cerita, how was your day? Oh, I pergi climbing, I jatuh. You ke machine ni, I urut. Faham tak?
Oh, tapi I tak pernah jatuh.
Okay, kalau jatuh lah. Macam tu lah. Physical touch.
Faham. Yeah, actually, my husband pun memang love language dia is acts of service and also physical touch. He rarely says those words, but
Tapi you akan tahu macam okay, dia ni
sayang. Yeah. He only does it to only me. You know, like macam he's not a PDA kind of guy, but because of he married to me now, like he always said it like macam halal kan. So the PDA tu is much more extravagant before we got married lah. Even
faham.
So macam like dia likes to show me off somehow or other. Yeah, that's him. But I like it. I like the attention.
Okay, kalau macam aku, apa aku punya love language?
Oh, aku tahu.
engkau kontem lah. Kau kontem saja jalan.
Kau tiga tau sebenarnya.
Apa dia?
Okay. Physical touch.
Aha.
Quality time.
Mm-hmm.
And also act of service.
Okay, contoh.
Okay, kalau physical touch kau, kan? Aha. Okay. Kau jarang tau macam... macam mana aku tahu kau peluk rindu dan aku tahu kau peluk main-main. And also kau punya physical touch kan, kau akan peluk orang berbeza. Maksudnya macam kalau kau tak kenal orang tu, kau tak akan peluk dia as macam mana kau peluk aku. Kau faham?
Macam peluk wholeheartedly lah.
How I know this is because I notice this a lot of times when you hugging people, especially at my kenduri hari tu. When you hug the people you don't know, you only hug one hand. And also you don't get close. You punya chin to chin, cheek to cheek tu jauh. You macam macam tu je tau. Tapi kalau orang yang you sayang, you akan pakai dua tangan you, you akan kedap badan you. Atau kalau orang tu tinggi, you akan kedap muka you kat dada orang tu.
Oh, iya ke?
Ya, kalau aku sebab aku
betul, baby,
babe. Kau kedap dekat aku punya bahu.
Babe, that is true. Very true.
Tapi dua tangan. And kau ingat aku tak observant ke? Okay. So,
okay.
When it comes
bukan nak cakap apalah.
Acts of service. Engkau, kalau kau sayang orang tu. Okay, ini again my experience. Aku perasan sebab Alex biasa rumah pelacuran kan. Jadi macam-macam biawak yang saya pernah jumpa. Spesies yang berbeza. Jadi ada kalanya biawak tu baru nak keluar rumah ke ataupun yang lain-lain lah. So bila, if I hang out with him, I know he only gives me the best food. And he serves me. Even though he keeps on saying like macam, tak kau ambil sini, kau ambil sini. But he serves me tau. Orang lain, kau pergi ambil sini, kau tak ada telur eh. Eh, pondan, kau pergi ambil sini, kau pergi. Kau tak tahu kan, mak kau tak pernah ajar buat masak air. Dia macam tu. And also quality time. One thing I know about Alex is always horny 24/7.
Babi. No,
sorry, 25/8. Jadi, in that 25/8 tu, dia kalau dia cari masa untuk call you ataupun text you, that is when you know. And also text you, call you, bukan nak apa ni, tanya kotak pasal mana ke, tak, bukan, itu kena jauhkan. Dia akan text and call you and ask like, kau okay? Randomly. Itu kau tahu dia give his time to just listen to you. And whenever you talk to him, he will never oversay anything. He will let you finish and he will give his opinion. That's your quality time.
Faham.
And also, kau, bila aku ada dekat KL, engkau cuba sedaya upaya untuk membuatkan presence kau ada dekat aku. Kau cuba sedaya upaya, walaupun aku tahu kau penat apa semua, tapi aku ajak kau climb apa semua kan. Tapi kau still nak spend time. Lepas klien tengok cerita hantu lagi, aku tahu esok tu kau kerja. Kau pun tahu esok kau kerja. Tapi sebabkan kau tahu aku tak cukup masa kat KL, kau sanggup spend and apa ni, sacrifice kau punya sleep and comfort just for me. Dah lah, aku mana nak puji kau still pelacur.
Okay. Then Mira, so other than kau punya love language tu, apa lagi yang kena habis dah?
Apa dia?
Kau pasal love language kau tu, kau dah habis dah lah.
Dah lah. Tapi, I nak masuk campur sikit yang masa hug-hug tu kan. Oh, I boleh nampak benda tu very obvious. Sebab kita ada kawan-kawan kan. So, macam boleh nampak. Oh, ni peluk saja.
Sekarang kau tahulah siapa yang dia benci.
Betul. Alamak. Betul, babe.
Aku tu spilty lah.
Betul.
Habislah.
Tapi time tu aku tak tahu dia benci aku ke tidak, sebab time tu dia tengah pegang pinggan dan tangan dia kotor.
Okay, maksudnya itu maksudnya dia lapar, aku terpaksa tau peluk kau sebab aku sayang kau.
Betul. Sebab I datang, I macam, Alam, baby. Dia kata, Tapi dia macam tak perlu aku dua tangan sebab tangan dia satu tu memang tengah kotor dan tangan lagi satu tengah pegang pinggan. Tapi dia letaklah pinggan tu perlu aku betul-betul. So aku tak tahulah dia sayang aku ke tidak.
Itu sayanglah dia sacrifice pinggan dia. Kau ingat apa? Berwa ni nak sacrifice pinggan dia sebab makanan free.
Okay. Dah, sudah. Tak payah okay. Mengumpat aku.
Lah, okay. Tak mengumpat.
Kita mengumpat depan depan tau.
Alex, okay. Dia kena macam ni, babe. Kalau Mother bagi 10 kebaikan tentang kau, dia kena kontra, babe. kena kontra.
Ya, yeah, ini episod aku kena tukar. Bukan love language, memuji Alex.
Ya, yeah, love.
Dah, sudah. Okay, Rizal. Rizal pula macam mana kau punya love language? Sebab kau pun pelacur juga.
Okay. Love language tu macam samalah macam Mira and Mother cakap tu. Mostly, I rasa tiap orang akan akan lebih kepada physical touch. So kalau macam I pun sama je, physical touch tu macam is a main lah, is a love language.
Oh, banyak childhood trauma kita.
Ha? Ah, tapi cuma kalau, I pula kalau betul-betul I macam betul-betul turning on ataupun I macam betul-betul rasa macam I boleh rasa macam melting kan dia, I rasa diri I ni melting bila jumpa seseorang tu, bila I ready untuk kiss dia.
Oh, you kena ready. Tak. Kalau you tak ready, orang tu kiss you?
So, maksudnya kalau anda kata, I sebenarnya kan, kalau jumpa siapa-siapa, I takkan kiss orang tu, I takkan kiss pun sebenarnya tau.
Oh, so orang tu kiss you lah.
So sebenarnya kalau anda kata most of my sex life ataupun on my sex, I tak kiss orang pun. I tak ada into kissing pun. Tapi once I kissing orang tu, maksudnya orang tu adalah orang I ada macam ada perasaan.
Oh my god, that is so pure.
I ada rasa perasaan ada dekat dia.
Yeah, and then, like you know when you kiss like that. I understand. Macam that. Apa saja you break your sacred, macam you break your kesucian lah, more or less.
Oh, yes, betul. Bukan walaupun
dah percintaan, okay? Bukannya pasal jubo, okay? Jubo kita tahu masing-masing tak suci. Tapi dari segi percintaan, okay? Bila you dah develop feelings, that's actually cute tau. That's actually fucking adorable. Like, you know when you like some and also, that person, kalau person tu boleh pick up cepat lah. If that person was smart enough or wise enough, kan?
Yeah, betul,
he would totally like see that, you know. He would totally like macam get that card, like, oh, okay, this guy is kissing me. So this guy is kissing me, so basically he loves me, you know. Like I totally fucking understand that.
Yes, because I macam kalau anda kata I jumpa orang is just for sex, I tak akan kiss pun. Pasal I akan elak untuk kiss orang tu. Pasal
yeah,
I
they're tahu, just piece of meat.
Yes, betul. Jadi bila I dah kiss tu, maksudnya I memang ada feeling kat dia.
So how many, okay. How many guys have you kissed?
How many ya? Kalau how many untuk yang I pernah kiss, I rasa, yang ni I boleh kira. I rasa I kurang daripada 20 orang.
Oh my god, ruginya mesti kissing ke tak best.
No. Betul. Tapi kan macam I pernah ceritakan, I pernah kiss yang one of my friends yang daripada the Caucasian yang daripada island tu, memang I ada feeling kat dia sebenarnya. Walaupun dia daddy punya tribe, tapi memang I ada feeling dekat dia. Sebab tu I boleh kiss dia lama-lama. Tapi macam I macam itulah. I punya feeling kalau I rasa, walaupun yelah kita, walaupun tubuh ni dah murah, tapi I rasa kiss I tu mahal. Macam tu.
Kau tahu tak, aku punya love sebab I love to kiss, but the secret code untuk aku catch feeling dekat orang tu adalah cium kat dahi. Itu je.
Oh ya ke?
Sebab
and hello, just to belaga and Ria at the same time, dia pernah kiss dahi aku. Okay, bye-bye.
Pasti lah aku macam lubang. Sebab bagi aku kiss mulut tu normal, sebab itu sign of like small gesture for love language untuk sexual, romantic. Tapi kalau nak kiss kat dahi, sebab kalau ikut Islam, dahi ada tempat kita bersujud. Itu ada tempat berkat, paling berkat. So kalau
umbul-umbul lah ni.
Ya.
Umbul-umbulku, alamak, ayat-ayat cinta.
Yang ni dia apply untuk semua orang yang kau sayang. Dia tak semestinya your partner ke ataupun apa ni. Kalau kau sayang mak kau kiss dahi. Kau sayang kawan kau just kiss dahi dia. Sebab bagi aku dahi, sebab aku pernah cium dahi ulama-ulama, diorang tak pernah
melibatkan homophobic pun. So love language aku adalah kiss dahi. Siapa dapat kiss dahi tu maksudnya aku like you mean something in my life. Aku cinta, okay.
Nak meragak, nak riak, nak marah tak payah, tak perlu sebab aku tak kisah.
Okay, jap aku nak pergi mandi jap, korang teruskan balik room.
Okay, macam itulah. Jadi kalau lagi satu, kalau macam dari segi I rasa kalau nak betul-betul nak turning point I pula, yang turning point yang just kiss dekat belakang leher tu je. I rasa kalau anda kata someone yang kiss I belakang leher, dia tu adalah seorang yang betul-betul memanjakan I. Tu je lah.
Tapi no, dahi jangan berdaki no.
Eh dai, I sental tau mother I punya daki hari-hari.
Tak, kau bukan cakap dahi. Kau kan cakap leher. Tadi kau cakap dahi jangan berdaki. Dahi tak berdaki, leher yang berdaki.
Lain.
Bodoh, malam-malam ni bodoh sikit. Maksudnya daki, I nak sebut daki. I sental I punya daki hari-hari. Ah gitu, walaupun
dia tak apa-apa. Sental dahi dia hari-hari elok lah. Sorry ya, jadi jumpa ya pinjap. Okay. Rayana macam mana? Rayana love language, Rayana.
Aku punya language actually 50-50 lah. 50% words, 50% actions lah. Kalau kata, kalau dengan partner tu, kalau I cakap something sweet dekat dia, I akan tunjuk true action sekali. Meaning macam, I akan tunjuk bukti jugalah. Macam, okay, betul-betul kan ini sayang dia kan? Dia pun nak tahu jugalah. Selalu partner ni, kadang dia akan agak-agak lah. Macam dia kata ni diri dia juga. Oh, betul ke partner aku ni sayang aku kan? So memang Rayana akan tunjuk lah. Just I takap through words dulu, then I akan tunjuk through actions. But my action is motor physical touch lah. Macam Mira, Madi dengan Riza sebut lah. Memang motor physical touch. But macam I punya physical touch is more to bagi back hug lah. Itu back hug lah kalau kat partner lah. Macam kalau dia feel down ke apa ke, memang akan support lah. Support bagi back hug atau kiss lah. Itu memang biasalah.
So what is like your special secret? Macam like Rizal, dia kalau dia start kiss someone, that is secret. Macam more or less like apa ni, dia punya kesucian lah, macam tu lah. Tapi kalau Alex pula, dia akan cium dahi, which aku dapat, just to let you guys know. Okay, and you macam mana pula?
I want to kiss pipi actually. Tunjuk how much macam sayang orang tu lah. Normally akan kiss pipi lah selalunya. Kali ni kiss pipi. Macam mana?
Yeah, that's actually adorable tu. Macam budak sekolah tu.
Ya, yeah, betul.
Okay, comel tu. Dulu kan masa time-time couple lu kan. Umur 13 lu kan.
Bibir, lehi semua ni macam dah komen. So macam to me, yang betul-betul sweet, yang memang kata pure betul-betul, is kiss pipi lah selalunya lah. Nak bagi nampak sweet lah. Pure semua, yes.
So kiss how many times have you kissed pipi orang?
Kalau dengan okay, dengan kawan memang tak sangat. Macam kita orang jenis, me and my friends, we don't, kita orang jenis touch ni tak berapa. Kita orang more towards sahaja. Tapi kalau dengan partner, itu banyak kali lah. Kadang time jumpa, kadang kalau macam through virtual, walaupun kadang kalau kata duduk jauh kan, dia tak boleh nak jumpa, kadang I akan virtual dengan dia. Kita orang just buat flying kiss je lah kadang. Kalau tak boleh nak cium pipi tu, buat flying kiss je. Macam tu lah. Atau bagi love sign je lah. Tu je. But face to face, memang kita akan kiss pipi lah selalu.
Oh, I see. Aku punya apa eh? Aku tak... I think my husband would know, but I would never know about it myself. Kejap, kita tanya dia. Sayang, what is like my, I don't know, kesucian cinta to be for you? You know, you get what I mean? Like, macam okay, contoh like Rizal, dia cuma did it, he only kisses people. Like macam he only kiss people and then that person knows that, eh apa aku cakap, no, like macam ni, he, when he loves someone, he kiss that someone. He only initially start that kiss. So kalau macam Alex pula, dia kalau dia dah sayang orang tu and orang tu just special, dia akan kiss dahi. I ni apa? You kahwin dengan I? Tak apalah, you pun sama juga jumpa Yapin. Oh yeah, masa. Yeah. Okay, so I got it. I actually never masak to anyone on my partner. I never masak to any of my partner. I just realized that. yeah, like in any relationship that I was in, I just fucking realized I never masak untuk my partner except for my husband. I masak to my family, like, no shit, I love to cook for my family. So every now and then memang masak untuk family tu memang ada. Tapi partner, I memang tak pernah masak lagi untuk partner.
Sekejap, mother punya love language in terms of the to the people that she love, I tak tahulah dia sayang I ke tak, but then she will make sure that you're alive. Even though you tak cakap sayang.
Ah, for yeah, example, itu betul.
If, for example, you don't talk, you don't message each other, but then once in a while call, are you okay? Are you still alive? Dah makan? Okay, bye. Ah, macam tu.
Wow, yeah, mana maybe, pun lah.
Maybe because dengan Alex, contoh.
Kau pilih aku, Krizan.
Contoh, maybe because mother dengan Alex much more like rapat lah because they always talk to each other every day. But then kalau I, dia akan macam once in a while. Tak pun, I pun once in a while call her. Mother, are you okay? Are you still alive?
Minum but okay, banyak? That's okay, the bye. Thing about me. I don't call people. Oh yeah, okay. I think I found another one. I cute. Don't call people and I don't text people tau. Cute. I never initiate any conversation unless it's business related.
Betul.
But when it comes to friendship, okay, aku ni ada ego yang sangat tinggi lah. I admit that I'm a Leo. But like, I never text or call people in first hand. Initially, I never started.
Betul.
Kalau orang call ke apa, text ke apa kan, orang tu yang akan call me, orang tu yang akan text me. But
betul, which is very true. Sebab last time I clinging dengan dia, time tu zaman-zaman adik tak buat apa kat rumah.
Yeah, betul.
Adik selalu call. Sekarang adik busy, so adik memang tak call mother. Walaupun aku in town dekat JB,
oh yeah, they call. Admit.
Betul, I admit. But then,
adik lupa daratan.
Bukan. For example, macam that day, Alex came over, blah, blah, blah. And I really take my time lah. I sacrifice. Bukan sacrifice. Macam, I am willingly not to clear up my schedule just to see them. Even for a while and a bit. Macam tu.
Tapi which is true though. Your love language is actually quality time as
betul.
Well.
Sebab kalau dulu Minah ni tak kahwin, aku selalulah kelingi. Tapi dia dah ada lelaki. So aku tahulah dia tengah hidup. Kau faham tak? Dia cukup attention, cukup makan, semua dia cukup. So aku macam,
yeah,
aku
tak and apa. Okay, Vira. Gitu. I truly respect that you understand that. Same goes to Alec. Alec pun understand hidup orang dah berkeluarga ni dah berbeza. Yeah, memang. But betul. That doesn't mean that I don't fucking love you. That doesn't mean that I don't miss you. It's
betul.
Just I understand you're busy and you understand my kind of busy, you
yes,
know.
Yes, betul.
And it's like I fucking respect people who can differentiate, you know, with attention
betul,
and also
betul.
Quality time. Like
Yani, I mengaku sebab dulu I memang selalu call dia buat apa.
Yeah, betul.
Sampai
and then Nina we were like planning.
Jalan-jalan pun dia bawa aku. Aku ikutkan aja beli rokok ke, beli apa ke. Yana, okay, teman. Sampai dia sampai rumah nak mandi tu, batak aku cakap, okay lah, bye. Takkanlah aku nak tengok dia bogel, takut Google.
Dia yeah, bulu-bulu hidup tau. Dia macam pokok duit.
macam for example, like nowadays, I admit that I rarely talk to mother. In fact, after she
I
got married lah, I jarang. Tapi I tahu dia happy. And I tahu Alex ada.
But our love language is, we keep sending each other TikTok.
Yeah.
Once a week, jumpa benda yang related to each other, I would send something to her or she would send something to me.
Tu our love language. Padahal tak cakap, hantar je.
And then kita so cute.
I rasa kan I pun ada satu love language yang...
Okay, bye. Nak semua mandi. Aku sanggup keluar bilik air. Bye.
Okay. I ada satu love language I rasa I akan buat untuk kawan-kawan yang tertentu sahaja. Ataupun yang I rasa special. Kalau I like dia punya post. Maksudnya kalau dekat IG, I like dia punya post. Maksudnya I betul-betul I love that orang punya dia lah. I like dia ataupun I like dia punya post semua lah. Kalau tak, I memang susah nak like orang punya post.
Batak.
Batak lah.
Betul.
Dia macam batak sikit.
Okay. Oh, tapi tak apalah. Itu dia punya love language. Apa patut-patut orang ni apa Azrul ni.
Tapi mother. Tapi you punya love language yang you masak tu memang I adore gila. Memang
yeah,
memang
I baru realize sebab apa
masakan mother sedap tau.
my friends, semua, semua my friends.
Tapi
okay,
jangan
so,
tergigit dia punya, apa kata tu, yang tiga sekawan tu lah. Kalau tergigit tiga sekawan tu memang potong lah mood kau nak makan.
Yes. Yes, betul tak? Maksudnya, I, bila once orang tu memasak, dia macam, okay, the first is, dia make an effort tau.
Eh, hey, aku pergi supermarket tau. Aku pula jenis masak. Okay, one thing about me, I tak lukit makan. I jenis, kalau yeah, I dah biasa makan beras ni, I akan bagi orang yang I jemput tu makan beras yang sama. Kalau yes, I makan daging wak you, I masak untuk daging wak you juga you makan. Apa yang I makan, itulah you makan.
Kalau so, orang tu mata tak suka, dia akan bagi orang tu makan daging fuck you. Itu je.
tak, jangan daging fuck you sedap. Okay, tak. Tak, Azrul. Daging fuck you, daddy kau sedap. Okay, anyway, sorry. That came out wrong. Okay, no, I just realised that sebab actually benda ala ni ada pergaduhan when it comes to my past relationship before I got married. So yes, me and my ex, sebab kan kerja kita orang, dua-dua kerja, kita jumpa dalam masa setahun tu maybe 4 months saja tau. Maksudnya kami tak jumpa selalu. So like macam contoh, if I have to fly to Korea, and then the minute I fly to Korea, dia pula sampai Singapore. And then I pergi, and then bila dia fly to Korea, I pula fly to Germany. So memang kita orang jumpa tu kadang-kadang pun outside country, not in the same country. Macam maksudnya not in Singapore. The before this I was in Singapore. So not in Singapore. Ah yeah, macam tu tau. And kadang-kadang we were like,
kita memang susah ha.
And then we were like macam, oh, where are you? I'm in London. Okay, I'm in France. You want to take the train and meet each other for lunch? Macam tu je tau. That's like how.
Sekejap, daripada France ke London, berapa jauh siah?
Naik train.
Berapa jauh tu?
Tak adalah jauh mana, tapi jauh jugalah. But I was completely stone as fuck, so I couldn't remember sebab rasa lama.
Yelah.
That time lah, that time. So macam, he actually complained, so I was quite a while in relationship with him. It was like nine years, I think. So he complains that, dia kata, I've always, your friend always said to me that your cooking is the best, but I've never, ever, for the 9 years in relationship, tasted your cooking. And it causes a big fight. Like, it causes a big fight to a point where macam, dia macam nak paksa I masak tau. Like he bought ingredients at home apa semua, and he asked me lah. Macam more or less force me lah, passive aggressively. So I was like, kata I don't like to cook bila I kena paksa.
Okay, faham.
Tapi dia tahu lah yang mana boleh masak.
I mean, my friends are the one who's telling him. So probably dia tahu lah I pandai masak kot. So because bila kat rumah, he will cook, I won't.
Dia yang akan masak?
Yeah, he will cook because for some reason he wants to cook. So I always make a deal like, okay, you cook, I wash the dishes, or like, you know, we do like compromisation lah. But then I just noticed that I never cook any of my partner before, baik perempuan baik lelaki, you know, I'm in a long relationships, a short relationship, I never cook. So when I got married, I just realized that, oh, I cook for this man. And then that one time I actually asked him like, how's my cooking apa semua kan, and well, dia dah berat badan dah naik sekarang ni 79, jadi I can see my cooking is the best, bitch. Okay, bye.
Tapi cuma kan bagi I kan, I nak tambah sikit, I rasa boleh kan, mother kalau dia dah love, macam maksudnya dia punya love language is about cooking, dia akan cooking untuk orang yang dia love, dia pastinya dia akan buat cooking tu is a perfect cooking because dia akan pastikan ingredient dia mesti lengkap. So kalau satu ingredient dia tak lengkap, mesti dia rasa macam gelabah, dia
merajuk,
tak akan buat makanan
tu. I will merajuk at the dishes, I try to buat other dishes.
Yes.
Kita tak tahu Rizal, mulut Alex ni puaka tau. So kalau dia datang rumah, aku ni make sure rumah aku ni bersih, tak nampak habuk, masak semua kuali kena bersih. Jadi bila dia datang kan, kek buat ni apa semua kan, dia datang, dia terus mencarut. Dia tak ada assalamualaikum. Dia kata ni apa ni, eh rumah kau bersepah eh, eh berbulu eh kau punya sofa kau, eh kau punya meja ni tak lap ke?
Okay. Siapa?
Engkau lah.
Aku cakap apa ni? Apa tepi? Tadi aku tadi on call. Kenapa? Tadi apa?
Tak, aku cakap rumah aku kena spotless sebab Rizal katalah, dia kata kalau I masak, mesti I masak untuk orang, mesti perfect. I kata of course. Especially masak untuk Alex. Kalau tanpa Alex ni mulut dia mencarut, dia masuk. Bukannya assalamualaikum.
Oh yeah, betul. Aku one thing lah sebab aku bukan pembersih carut sangat, tapi bila aku tahu orang tu dia ada macam sama apa ni pembersih direction level dengan aku, maksudnya dia punya pembersih pun sama dengan aku, tiba-tiba bila aku datang dia not up to the standard yang aku nak, dan setahu aku dia not that kind of standard, kau siap budut aku.
Ya, memang bertuah punya budak tau. Dia masuk aja. Eh, sofa ke kat bawah tu banyak bulu eh? Meja kau tak lap ke? Masuk aku... itu baru masuk setapak tau. Mau masuk rumah aku ni tak besar. Jadi sebab aku tinggal laki aku je. Jadi bila dia masuk toilet kan? Eh, ni bekas-bekas Colgate siapa ni? Celaka tau. Mamat ni memang celaka.
Sebab cara bersih aku, kalau kau kata kau dah bersihkan rumah, even bawah sofa pun tak ada habuk. Sebab aku
sayang jenis aku. Sofa saya sayang.
Tak, aku tak carut kau. Kau dengar ni dulu. Aku punya expectation kalau aku cakap orang tu cakap dia dah bersihkan rumah. So kalau aku tahu kau punya level bersih kau sama dengan aku, so you need to be well my standard of you. Macam tau.
Yeah, but okay, like, have I ever disappointed? Cik marah, have I ever disappointed me? Tapi, yeah, I agree. But I have to my defense, okay? To my defense. Satu, sebelum dia buka katil, saya cakap katil dulu, eh. Okay, katil saya ni, tilam dia sangat berat sebab it's customized for my bag. I had a really bad accident masa naik motor dulu. So, my bag ada alignment dia lagi.
Oh, banyak sangat
jadi,
tu.
Jadi alignment dia lagi.
Pergi buat balancing alignment balik tak?
Dah ni slowly dah buat balancing alignment. So, I punya tilam memang custom made all the way from Germany. Jadi memang bawah tilam dia memang berat. It's very very heavy. So, bila nak alih tu I need some assistance. So, selalu bila I kemas rumah, jadi I sorang-sorang. Okay, satu. Yang kedua, my sofa is a 3-4 seater sofa dengan ada leg room. So benaklah tu berat ya. Saya again, saya kemas rumah saya seorang. Saya tak boleh tak larat nak angkat nak alih. Jadi saya cuba saya upaya kelilingi tu, make sure tak nampak habuk. Tapi biasalah bila orang beranak dengan mata setan dengan jin ni, ni semua benda buruk orang dia nampak. Okay, terima kasih.
Eh, simpan dendam nampak.
Eh, kau kan nak keluar?
Ya, yeah, aku nak keluar. Ni tengah siap ni. Tengah baru lepas blur rambut.
Oh. Wow.
Rambut atas ke bawah?
Rambut bawah dah potong. Sebab ni kita hisap.
Faham kau diikat tocang-tocang dulu.
Okay, teruskan. Okay, korang. Aku akan leave soon. So, nanti Madi akan handle dengan Rizal.
Eh, Sundal. Kau nak pergi mana?
Pergi isap kote.
Dia ada appointment.
Hey, enjoy. Nanti kalau dah rasa boring sangat, main game je. Okay, bye.
Saya nak main game.
Dia just wanna play game.
Eh, macam
habis lagi kan.
Macam mana nak main game?
Hazrul tak cakap lagi.
Oh, Clubhouse. Okay. After dah. Okay, siapa nak main game basah-basah, tekan tulis satu. Siapa
alah,
nak?
Eh, no lah. Kau tak nak. Okay, sorry. Right? Yesterday what? We played lah, Zeriza.
After dah. Ni, tak. Okay, aku buka game.
Game apa? After dark. Oh, have you ever tried food play? If not, would you? What's a
food play? Oh.
I mean, I don't like to mess with my food. It's because that is, sorry, but bukan nak potong steam apa, but that one is like sumber rezeki. I work hard to get it. So with food, I don't really play with it. But boy, if like I've that? Not ever tried.
Why you laugh like that?
Tak, madi-madi yang food play yang ni kan, dia macam yang romantic way lah. Maksudnya yang you letak macam
ni pakai grapefruit ke. Pakai grapefruit untuk blowjob ataupun makan ais and then kissing, you know, that's food play yes lah. Tak pun pakai chocolates, but all over was chocolate, isat tete.
Macam tu.
Tak pun honey. Eminem.
Tak lah, cepatlah. Would you or would you not?
I mean, dulu bukan I yang beli makanan tu, so I tak rasa rugi sangat. And also, I makan half of the food sampai tak tahu nak food play apa dah.
Eh, ramainya hari ni Aksyah. Aku takut ke lah, bye.
Ramainya? Okay, okay.
Okay, okay. Tak boleh expose sangat. Betulnya. Tak boleh sangat.
Okay. I would not.
Cuma tiba tak boleh expose. Padahal upload Spotify.
Oh, alah lupa babi.
Bodoh. Okay, cepat. Okay, kita lah. Ada 20 minutes. Okay, kita next
Rayana, je. Rayana, would you not? One answer je. Yes, no.
I dah pernah buat and if kalau buat lagi memang nak lah.
Okay, Rizal?
Okay, I pun pernah.
Okay.
Apa nak? Azrul?
Ha, apa dia?
Dah lah lambat lah kau ni.
Okay, what's the last food you want to eat before sex?
Strawberry.
Oh my god, I was about to say the same damn thing, boy. You a hoe.
Bro, cranberry juice, bro. Bro, cranberry juice, bro.
Pineapple
juice.
I would like to eat before sex. Okay, usually kalau... Sorry eh, orang Melayu eh. Kalau orang Melayu, dia lepas makan galik-galik tu kan. Oh... Tak gemuk kawan.
Babi.
Tak boleh tu.
Okay, jadi, okay. Mana? We make it very short sebab
okay,
ramai.
My last food would be something sweet and natural. Buah lah usually.
Okay, Rayana?
Buah play.
Babi, Rayana?
Dessert, mungkin dessert lah selalunya.
Dessert, okay. Rizal?
Gula-gula eclipse.
Okay, Mia? Hazrul?
Anggur.
Syazwan?
Syazwan?
Okay, Jajan?
Saya makan buah tembikai.
Tembikai, wow.
Syazwan?
Oh, ada. Oh, kenapa aku baru nampak
ni? Ya Allah, lepas berapa tahun baru aku hidup daripada koma clubhouse.
Cepatlah Syazwan. What's the last food?
What the last food I want to
before sex?
Oh, aku moderator. Bapak rindu sial.
Syazwan cepatlah.
Cepatlah Syazwan tak tahu.
Last food nenas ke?
Okay, nenas, jajak, watermelon, Hanisha. Caca?
Hanisha?
Tu Hanisha.
Caca?
Dia cakap kita orang.
Hello?
What was the last food?
Oh, you jumpa Syazwan. Alex dengan Syazwan eh?
You. What was your last food before?
Okay. What was it?
I nak makan grapes.
Grapes. Oh, okay. Faham suara
Soleh. Bila dia Hazrul. Eh, suara dia macam nak mada kan?
Sikit lah. Soleh? Soleh.
I masak.
Oh, you masak. Okay.
Kalau mudah je, I masak.
Sekejap, Soleh, before sex.
Okay. What's your favorite part of the body?
Oh,
vagina! Penis!
Okay, let's start there, Rayana.
Neck? Lihi.
Riza?
Nipples.
Okay, neck. Hazrul?
Boobies.
Okay, Shazwan?
What your favorite part of the body? Maksudnya body orang?
Body part.
Bukan body sendiri.
Apa je lah.
Body sendiri ke body orang?
Body orang.
Buntut.
Jajat.
Saya suka nipple.
Oh, okay. Hanisha?
Oh, Jajat.
Kenapa cakap macam tu Jajat? Scary-nya. Saya suka nipple.
Kan? Dia macam miau.
Puting, wrong. Buntut.
Huh? Okay, buntut.
Tak, sorry. Kalau I nak ni, nipples.
Okay,
Soleh. Tapi kan nanti Mira tanya orang apa kata. Mira apa pula?
Kan aku dah jawab kau tadi.
Apa?
Ni, semua anggota badan. I love. Soleh?
Rambut dengan lips.
Okay, next eh.
Miss Mira pun gila kaki dah ni.
Ha? Bunyi.
Kalau part of body.
Sekejap.
What's the worst thing about being your gender? Period.
Yeah, same. Period. Rayana?
Period.
Huh?
Yeah, the worst thing, you know, me period lah selalunya. That's the worst
okay,
thing.
Okay, Rizal?
Miss stupid.
Okay, Hazrul?
Expectation.
Huh?
Expectation.
Expectation? Faham, deep.
Oh, wait.
Aku kecut, Bobby.
Wait. Hazrul, deep gila tu.
Ya, yeah, bodoh. Jap, terus dull jap the moment. Okay, Jajat.
Dia macam tiba-tiba tengah keras, tak tentu masa.
Oh, Habib. Okay, Syazwan.
Kenapa Jajat sama dengan tak betul?
1, 2, 3, tak ada. Hanisha. Hanisha, 1, 2, 3, tak ada. Soleh. 1, 2, 3.
Nisha, 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 Nisha.
Okay, apa kata korang buka je satu mic, korang jawab sekali. Boleh tak?
Ah boleh 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 senang.
Moderator. Wow,
attitude.
Mic semua. Moderator berjaya.
Yalah. Cepatlah okay. Aku nak cepat habis.
Okay, okay, okay. What's the most underrated sex act?
Mother?
Missionary.
Rihanna?
Doggy Style.
Aika Masutra.
Alamak, Rihanna sama jawapan lah. Okay, tak apa. Rizal? Doggy
Style. Doggy Style. Doggy Style.
Apa dia, Rizal?
Kama Sutra.
Doggy Style.
Oh, Kama Sutra sial. Okay, Doggy Star Hazrul.
Cowgirl.
Okay.
Reverse Cowgirl lah. Kau kan? Sama je lah. Okay, Syazwan?
Tak tahu.
Okay, Jajat?
Rimming.
Huh? Rimming?
Yes.
Yeah. Nisha? Okay, tak apa. Nisha?
Okay, I tak tahu nak describe macam mana. Dia macam kat lelaki punya bawah balls
tapi
tu.
Tapi sekejap, Hanisha cakap suara dia macam mana tapi aku dengar macam Kak Amira Razi. Okay, Hanisha apa?
Tak, dia macam, okay. Dia dekat bawah balls lelaki tu. Yeah, you have to lick it there.
Oh.
Atau sikit daripada dubur.
In between lah, in between.
Yes, yes, yes. True. Mimi.
Faham, Solia rasa tak boleh jawab kot.
Okay. Dia tak tahu.
Apa?
Is it? Okay.
Is it hard to get spit on during sex by someone you really like? Duh.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Rihanna?
Tak payah cakap sini. Yes. Siapa say yes, say I. 1, 2, 3.
I. Yes!
Okay, next. Senang. Describe the last thing you masturbated to. Video, memory, person, etc. I
Twitter.
Never... sabar, aku jawab jap. Disclaimer, I've never masturbated ever since I got married. Okay, bye. Next.
Okay, Rihanna.
Memory.
Rizal.
Memory.
Tengok Twitter. Tengok Twitter.
Memory. Alah, babi. Tengok Twitter, babi. Okay, Hazrul.
Orang masturbate kan?
Hah?
Orang masturbate kan?
Okay, faham, Syazwan?
Yeah.
Such a whole Hazrul.
Video Jajat?
Video.
Video call.
Takut
dah jumpa dia. Video call, blush show. Faham
tak? Sex tape.
Sex tape. Okay, next. Aku ni sebenarnya nak keringkan rambut aku. Well, what's the best thing about being... belum. Okay, it's okay.
Okay. What's the grossest thing someone said to you during sex?
Mother?
Asal gigi kau jongang
Apa sian?
Mada dekat sama. Dekat sama dengan I. Dekat I bagi tahu apa.
Sumpah lah.
Okay, I had really bad teeth before. So, I have the buckaway teeth. Jadi, when I was having sex with this particular person, he literally looked at my teeth and he was like, eh, jongang juga gigi kau.
Sumpah.
And he said, atap. So he said that gigi aku ni macam atak umur orang.
Tapi lah.
Tapi kalau ada I pula, I jenis orang yang memang jaga gigi tau. Memang I regularly, I akan pergi buat whitening I punya gigi. Semua kan. So I tak suka bila during sex tu orang macam tegur. Saya sukalah tengok awak punya, awak senyum gigi awak cantik. I tak suka benda tu.
Faham.
I jadi macam fuck off.
Okay, faham. Mira?
Rihanna dulu.
So far, tak ada.
Ha?
So far, tak ada. Tak pernah experience lagi.
Tak ada.
Tak pernah lagi.
Rizal?
Hmm?
Riza?
Eh, yang tadilah, yang pasal gigi. Oh, yang
gigi. Tak, I tak ada tu. Sama. Mira? I by far tak ada, babe.
Ya, sebab kau perfect. Kau tinggi. Kau kurus.
Biasa, bro. Bro, biasa.
Pandai. Jajak. Independent. Kau perfect.
Okay, Mazel. Okay, apa ni?
Personal lah. Eh, so nak ambil ke tak?
Azrul? Apa dia sial? Kau nak ambil apa sial? Nantilah kau sial.
Papi lah rempik bodoh. Hazrul?
Why you both hairy? Macam tu lah. Sebab badan aku.
Faham. Badan kau apa? Badan kau apa?
Berbulu.
Bulu dada.
Kau ada bulu dada? Siap bila kau ada bulu dada, babe?
Isilah bulu dada.
Dia baru tanam.
Dia ada tau.
Azrul, kau pernah bogel depan aku. Kau pernah mandi kat rumah aku. Kau pernah mandi air terjun. Kau punya seluar semua tertinggal.
Tak, mak. Dia bukannya bulu. Macam dia kata, dia baru nak tumbuh lah, mak.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Shazwan.
Tak ada. Jarang having sex.
Okay, kau faham. Jajat?
Sebab aku perfect.
Sebab kau perfect. Sebab aku perfect. Kau perfect. Sial.
Aku tak payah having sex pun tak apa. Sebab aku perfect.
Ya, kau perfect. Okay, Jajat.
Ah, rasanya sama ke aku perfect juga.
Kau memang perfect, Jajat.
Kau memang perfect. Kau memang
perfect. Ya, perfect.
Okay, ni.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've done while blackout? Oh.
Mother?
I've never blacked out.
Rihanna?
Must be.
Riza? Huh?
Must be. Handphone.
You're fucking cool.
Gila. Riza?
Cari handphone kot.
Cari handphone, Hazrul?
Keluar beli air tengah bogel masa mandi.
Huh? Keluar beli air tengah bogel masa mandi.
Faham tak? Aku tengah mandi, tengah shampoo, lepas tu blackout. Aku keluar beli air.
Lepas tu, orang nampak kau bogel. Menangis. Faham trauma.
Benda ni lah, tapi malu lah.
Oh, faham.
Okay, Shazwan.
Shazwan.
Rumah aku tak pernah blackout sebab aku perfect. Sebab aku selalu bayar bil. Sebab aku perfect.
Abang kaya. Jajat.
Okay, Jajat.
Saya tak pernah blackout. Perfect juga. Eh, aku tak tahu lah.
TNB sebelah rumah.
Ya, tak, sebab aku tak minum kan, so tak pernah blackout.
Okay. Would you ever try virtual reality sex? No.
VR sex?
No.
Eh, sekejap. Vanilla sex tu apa?
Virtual reality sex.
VR.
Eh, jam ada. The question is like, could you be with someone you love but only had vanilla sex with?
Oh, could you be with someone you love but only had vanilla sex with? Yeah, my husband. How do you feel about those?
Mana tertekan kau itu tadi?
I tak tekan juga.
I pun tak tekan.
I did that to siapa-siapa tekan. Okay, siapa-siapa okay. Yang tekan, tekan lagi.
Ini macam tak best sangat lah. I tekan.
Eh, best lah tu.
I tekan.
When was the first time you came? Mother? 2000?
Oh shit. Okay, I remember it. I was in New York and I think I was 27 or 28.
Lambat eh?
Yeah.
Rihanna?
Siapa lagi soalan ni? What was the first time you came?
Yeah.
You mean start buat benda tu ke apa macam ni?
The first time you had ni.
Climax.
Orgasm.
15.
Okay.
Riza?
Dah jam 6.
Okay.
Hazrul?
13 tahun.
Mira?
Fuck.
Oh, kau nak jaga nama kau eh. Lepas tu kau...
Yelah, dia nak jaga nama dia masalahnya tau.
Back in 2000... I think it was after school, I believe. So, I think it's 2018, I believe. Yeah. Shazwan?
I was at LA time 2. Ibu. Sekolah menengah form 5.
Okay. What new desires? Okay, I think this would be the last question. Okay.
Yeah.
What new desires do you have, and how have they changed from your old ones, Mother?
I don't have any new desires. Okay, sorry. Soalan ni macam susah sikit
nak kan, complicated kan? Tukar.
Okay, next.
Okay, jap. Okay.
Do you ever wish you could know what sex felt like from your partner's POV? Yes. Fuck yeah. I want to know how he feels like. I want to know, like, is my pussy that good? Like,
puppy.
You know, like, I want to know is that my pussy is, like, is it, like, wet-ass pussy? Or, like, my pussy perfect ke tak perfect ke kan? Nak tahu lah. Sebab cara dia tu macam sedap. Kita tak tahu.
Cara dia macam sedap sih.
Cara dia lah kan. Kita tak tahu.
Tapi betul lah. Benda tu best lah kalau kita nak tahu apa orang tu rasa.
Kan? Macam like orang tu apa yang dia rasa sebenarnya. Like I understand the female orgasmic punya ni kesama female. Tapi macam dia. You know like tertanya-tanya juga. Tapi tak nak jawab. Okay, tak apa. Next.
Okay, next. Alah, jap. Okay. Do you remember remember your sexual awakening? When was it, mother?
My sexual awakening? Oh, I started very young, shit. I think when I was 13 or 10. I couldn't remember which one.
Okay. Yeah, Rayana?
I think it was 20, right? When I was 20 years old, I said that.
Reza?
I rasa macam in the waktu sekolah menengah macam tu.
Okay.
Hazrul?
Mira?
The question is about like what you realize your sexuality or what?
Yeah.
Oh, memang dari high school lah kan? High school, yeah.
Biasanya high school lah. High school yang kita tahu sexuality kita macam mana.
Yeah, true. Hazrul?
Sejak aku boleh kencing berdiri.
Oh, okay.
You faham? Kejap eh. In the past, the calf was considered the hottest part of a man. Thoughts?
Apa dia ni?
Oh, calf. Betis.
Yes, betis. Betis.
Okay. Sure. Yes, betul.
I don't know.
For me, betis lelaki seksi tu kalau dia workout.
Betul.
Nak pula member pegang-pegang besi-besi. Tahan.
Betul kalau yang betis dia cantik, I siap jilat tau.
You do. Aku buat benda sama, sial.
Aku jilat.
Sial. Aku pun suka sial. Aku tu tak betul. Sial.
Dia macam kita makan betis kambing macam tu.
You do. Sedap di gearbox. Okay, next.
Sekejap. Hold on. Apa macam lama now ni?
Ini is a monogamy natural. Monogami.
Monogami ni apa?
Dia opposite of bukan poligami. Menopause tapi poligami.
Opposite of poligami.
Which is satu lah, satu.
It is natural lah.
It is natural. I mean, we all start to love at first, you know, and then we love with the wrong people at the wrong time or, you know, at the wrong place ke, that happens. And then after that, when you found someone that you really love and that person gives the same energy back, then monogamy is natural.
True.
Okay, sangat deep. Okay, next.
Tolong je, I tengah buat je. Siapa?
Okay, so siapa tekan je. Have you ever masturbated so much you hurt yourself?
No, I don't masturbate, so never.
Okay.
I pernah.
Oh, what happened? What happened?
Melecek, Mat.
Have you ever masturbate so much? Yelah, macam maksudnya kalau masturbate sampai I pernah masturbate tu sampai 7 kali satu hari.
Honey,
how could it was? Macam apa je jadi?
Sampai kering benda tu.
Oh, faham.
Dia macam terung kering ke?
Sampai dia tak boleh keluar dah sebenarnya. Tapi still lagi horny.
Oh, faham. Takut. Abang ni kuda. Takut.
Okay. Siapa nak end room?
Hazrul boleh?
Hazrul?
Ya. Yeah. Sorry.
Tolong
apa dia?
Tolong end room.
Okay, boleh. Okay. Hi guys. Terima kasih kerana singgah kepada bilik gelap kami iaitu Dark Room Tonight. Even though kita punya topik ni. And then meriah jugalah malam ni dengan topik yang tak seberapa iaitu love language yang kita pernah buka dekat sebelum ni. Tak pernah kan?
Tak pernah.
Tak pernah. Okay, dah kita dah dengar dah love language untuk semua orang. Mada, Alex, Riana, Riza, Amira. Okay. And then kalau korang rasa room ni bersesuaian yang korang, korang suka dengar, jangan lupa untuk follow kami dekat atas kepala Mada tu. Atau eh, mana dia punya rumah hijau tu?
Rumah hijau dia tak ada.
Dah tak ada? Okay, tak apa. Korang pergi je dekat page mana-mana moderator kat atas ni. Korang pergi je dekat kita punya profile bawah tu, adalah dah room punya profile. Korang boleh follow dekat situ. And then jangan lupa juga untuk follow kami dekat Darkroom punya IG dekat, iaitu Darkroom.my. And then kalau korang ada terlepas any kind of topic, dia boleh dengar juga kita, dekat kita punya Spotify dengan Apple Podcast. Okay, korang boleh tengok dekat kita punya IG. Dekat situ korang ada dah sediakan link dekat highlight tersebut. Korang pergi, boleh pergi dekat Mada punya page. Dekat situ ada Darkroom punya IG punya link. Tekan saja dan jangan lupa untuk follow kami dekat situ. And then kalau korang ada any kind of topic yang bersesuaian ataupun korang nak minta kita cakap, kita boleh kemukakan kat sini ataupun boleh saja biar channel any of moderator ataupun DM kami dekat IG. Kita sudi untuk mendengarnya. Okay guys, ada apa-apa lagi nak tambah?
Tak ada.
Alright guys, see you guys again to next week on Wednesday, Friday and Saturday. Wednesday kita akan buka daripada pukul 9 sehingga pukul 10. Jumaat dengan Sabtu macam biasa 11 ataupun 10 ikut kepada kerajinan kita orang nak buka pukul berapa. And then dengan topik yang lain, dengan apa lagi yang cakap? Dengan ialah sambutan yang lebih hangat dan sensasi. Alright. And ingat, jangan lupa untuk pee after sex and wearing condom. Bak kata Mada.
Okay? Oh, thank you. Okay guys, have a good night. Thank you so much for listening. Okay, thank you for all the moderators.
Thank you guys yang semua dengar.
Okay, walaupun kita dapat cakap,
maafkan kami bye. Kalau ada silap. Okay, bye bitches.